We thank you, as Eric had said, that we have freedom to be here.
Pane, my ti ďakujeme za to, ako aj Erik už spomínal, že môžeme mať slobodu v tebe.
Lord, nothing constrains us here.
Že nič nás nemôže zviazať.
Lord, and so we want to freely bring our request to you, Lord.
Ale ti chceme aj slobodne prinášať naše prosby.
Lord, and we just pray for Eric and Leo, and we just ask that you would work a miracle.
A tak ťa prosíme za Erika a Leo a prosíme, že ty si pripravoval veľký zázrak.
Lord, that you would just grant them this visa that they need.
Aby si im zabezpečil tieto víza, ktoré potrebujú.
Lord, we would ask that your peace would rule their hearts even now.
A tak ťa prosím, aby tvoj pokoj vládol v ich srdciach aj v tejto chvíli.
Lord, and that they would be able to be a light to those individuals that they'll be speaking with tonight.
A tak ťa prosím, aby mohli byť skutočne aj svetlom tým, s ktorými sa budú dnes večer rozprávať.
Lord, we also pray that as we get into your word tonight, Lord, that you would shine your light to us.
A tak ťa prosím, ako budeme otvárať tvoje slovo a čítať si ho, aby ty si zasvietil svojim svetlom.
Lord, it wouldn't be my words, but be your words of life.
Aby to neboli moje slova, ale aby to boli tvoje slova večného života.
Lord, and we just ask that you would remind us of the things that you said by your spirit.
A tak, Pane, prosím, aby ty si nám pripomínal tie tvoje veci, ktoré si povedal skrze svojho ducha.
And so we just give you this evening.
A tak ti odovzdávame tento večer.
In your great name.
V tvojom úžasnom mene.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So, hopefully you have a Bible now. And turn over.
Dúfam, že už máte teda Biblie.
Mark chapter 10.
Marek 10. kapitola.
And, I gotta get a drink of water, sorry.
Musím sa napiť.
I'm totally dry. Before we get into Mark chapter 10, I want to remind you of something that Jesus said in Mark chapter 8, what we studied a few weeks ago.
A predtým, ako pôjdeme do tej 10. kapitoly, tak vám chcem pripomenúť to, čo Pán Ježiš povedal v 8. kapitole pred pár týždňami, čo sme si študovali.
Jesus was speaking to a crowd of people and he threw out a statement / question.
A keď Pán Ježiš prehováral o skupine ľudí a hodil im takú akoby otázku alebo výrok.
And he said, what good is it if a man gains the whole world, but he loses his soul?
A spýtal sa ich, čo je dobré na tom, keď človek by získal aj celý život, ale stratil by svoju vlastnú dušu.
If he gets everything, but he loses one thing.
A získa všetko, ale stratí jedno.
You know, he didn't... So that's what he said. It was a kind of a question.
To bolo to, čo povedal on, to bola otázka.
Kind of a statement as well.
Ale takisto aj výrok.
We all know that we're living here in Bratislava, most of us.
Vieme, že my tu bývame v Bratislave, okrem návštevníkov, ktorých máme.
And I don't know about you, but for me living here, it seems like we are a city that is running after all the good things in life.
Neviem ako vám, ale mne sa zdá, že toto mesto alebo všetci sa naháňame za tými dobrými vecami, ktoré sú v živote.
Yeah, and it's not, Jesus didn't say it's bad to gain those things.
A Pán Ježiš nepovedal, že je to zlé, aby sme získavali tieto
veci. But not at the cost of our soul.
Ale nemá to byť za cenu našej duše.
You know, I meet a lot of people here in Bratislava.
Stretávam sa s mnohými ľuďmi tu na Bratislave.
And always if they're Slovak, I ask them, you know, after the, what is their name?
A vždycky, ak sú Slováci a keď sa predstavíme, zistím ich meno.
I ask them, where are you from?
Tak sa ich spýtam, že odkiaľ si?
Where are you from?
Odkiaľ si?
Because I find out that like 8 out of 10 people.
Lebo som zistil, že asi 8 z 10
are not from Bratislava.
Nie sú priamo z Bratislavy.
You know, and I ask them, so what brought you to Bratislava?
A potom sa ich spýtam, že čo ťa priviedlo do Bratislavy?
You know, oh, well, I got my education here.
A tu som vyštudoval.
And I stayed on.
A potom som tu zostal.
Or I got a better job here than back home.
Alebo dostal som tu lepšiu prácu ako doma.
You know, or I met this beautiful woman.
And
I'm stuck here.
A som tu staknutý.
You might say this, John. And... You know, and everyone's got their stories of why they ended up here.
A každý má svoj príbeh, že prečo to vlastne skončili.
You know, and but most of them boil down to life is better here than wherever I left from.
Ale keď si to tak akože dojdeme na to dno toho všetkého, tak život je lepší tu, než odkiaľ som prišiel.
I can make more money, I can have a bigger house, I can, you know, have more better position.
Môžem tu zarobiť viac peňazí, môžem mať väčší dom, môžem mať lepšiu pozíciu.
And I would say that maybe I don't know what the percentage, but maybe a large percentage of those individuals are also gaining all these things at the loss of their soul.
A neviem, aké veľké percento, ale asi veľké percento týchto ľudí získavajú všetko toto na úkor toho, že strácajú svoju dušu.
And tonight what we're going to look at is a story about a guy who had the world.
A dnes večer si pozrieme príbeh človeka, ktorý už mal celý svet.
It's a young, rich man.
Je to mladík, ktorý bol veľmi bohatý.
And this story wrestles with this idea of what does it mean to be really rich.
A tento príbeh zápasí s tou myšlienkou, čo to znamená byť veľmi bohatý.
What does it mean to be have what's important in this life?
Čo to znamená mať to, čo je dôležité v živote?
Yeah, we're going to see it. It's in Mark chapter 10 verse 17.
O Marek 10 od 17. verša.
We're just going to read from verse 17 to 22, just kind of the overview of the story so everyone's on the same page.
17 až 22 verše.
And I'll just read it in English.
Ale v angličtine si to prečítame.
So, as Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. Good teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Why do you call me good? Jesus answered. No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Don't murder, don't commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, don't defraud, honor your father and mother. Teacher, he declared, all these things I've kept since I was a boy. And Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing you lack, he said, go and sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. At this, the man's face fell. And he went away sad because he had great wealth. We'll go to our first slide.
Prvý obrazok.
And this is the question.
Toto je otázka.
You know, this is kind of an updated modern version.
Moderná verzia.
You know, if it was happening today in Palestine, what it might look like.
Keby sa to odohrávalo v Palestíne.
Love this picture. Google has such great pictures.
Google má úžasné obrazky.
But we see this rich young guy asked the million dollar question, right?
Tento mladík bol bohatý a pýtal sa otázku za milión.
You know, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
Čo musím spraviť, aby som zdedil večný život?
You know, what's my part in this?
Aká je moja čiastka v tom?
To inherit eternal life.
Aby som zdedil večný život.
Some people will look at this statement and say, okay, he's trying to work himself to heaven.
A niektorí ľudia, keď sa pozrú na túto otázku, tak si povedia, že chce sa nejako dopracovať do neba.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
A ja dám takú výhodu z pochybovania.
Because he uses this word inherit.
A lebo on tam používa to slovičko zdediť.
We know inheritance is something we get by having a relationship with a, you know, someone like a father.
Pretože dedičstvo dostávame vtedy, keď máme nejaký vzťah s niekým, buď s otcom alebo s niekým iným.
And he wants to know what is his part in this relationship.
A on sa pýta teda, že aká je jeho účasť v tomto vzťahu.
And he's basically asking in our modern language, how do I get saved?
A v našom modernom jazyku sa pýta, ako môžem byť spasený?
I mean, I think all of us, or many of us at least, have asked this question at some point in our life, how do I get saved? How do I relate to God?
Myslím si, že mnohí z nás, dúfam, že aj všetci z nás, sa pýtali túto otázku, že ako ja môžem mať vzťah s Bohom.
Did anyone ever ask you this question?
Pýtal sa teba niekedy niekto túto otázku?
And if they did, were you ready for it?
A keď sa ťa to spýtali, bol si pripravený na tú otázku?
I had a friend come over a few weeks ago.
Mal som kamaráta, ktorý prišiel ma pozrieť pred pár týždňami.
He was telling me about his father.
A hovoril mi o svojom otcovi.
And his father is completely resistant to God and the Bible and anything.
A jeho otec úplne odporuje Bohu, Biblii a všetkému s tým spojené.
And his friend's been praying for his father.
A jeho priatelia sa modlili za tohto otca.
And he and his wife come to his father's house for Sunday lunch.
A on so svojou manželkou prichádzajú k otcovi na nedeľný obed.
And his father basically asks him this question, you know, how do I get saved?
A jeho otec sa spýtal túto otázku, že ako môžem byť spasený?
How do I relate to God?
Ako môžem mať vzťah s Bohom?
And he's like,
A on zostal tak, že
You know, when you pray for something, but you don't actually expect it to happen.
Že niekedy sa modlíš za veci, ale neočakávaš, že sa skutočne stanú.
And he tried to give him different answers.
A snažil sa mu dať rôzne odpovede.
And he's relating this story to me.
A prerozprával mi tento príbeh.
And he says, you know, I left that day not feeling like I gave him a good answer.
a hovoril mi, že odišiel som odtiaľ, ako keby som mu nedal dosť dobrú odpoveď.
And then we began to speak about this story that we're going to look at tonight.
A začali sme sa rozprávať o tomto príbehu, na ktorý sa pozrieme aj dnes večer.
Let's look, we see this guy.
Čiže vidíme tu tohto mladenca.
Jesus is actually walking away from something.
Pán Ježiš odchádza z niečoho, čo tu bol predtým.
And this young man runs up to him.
A tento mladík beží za ním.
We know a few things. We know he's young. We know he's rich.
Vieme, že je mladý. Vieme, že je bohatý.
Probably was an aristocrat. Probably had power.
Možno bola nejaký aristokrát, mal nejakú moc.
Some position.
Nejakú pozíciu.
You know, he was probably known in the community.
Možno bol aj známy v tej spoločnosti.
You know, he'd be on the tabloids, if we, you know.
Bol by na tabloidoch, na stránkach časopisov.
You know, the paparazzi.
Paparazzi ho fotil.
You know. He's living for his time the good life.
On žije vo svojom čase dobrý život.
But we see here that he runs up to Jesus.
Ale vidíme, že beží za Ježišom.
And he gets on his knees.
A klakne si.
He's humble.
Je pokorený.
You know, he's willing to risk something to get some answers.
Je ochotný riskovať niečo, aby dostal odpoveď.
And he has a certain urgency.
Má určité také nutkanie.
And he pleads this question, what do I need to do? What's my part?
A pýta sa túto otázku, čo musím robiť?
I was thinking, what's going on in this guy's heart?
Ja som sa zamýšľal na tom, že čo sa odohráva v srdci tohto mladíka.
You know, he's got everything that everyone in our city is running after.
On má všetko to, čo ľudia v dnešnej dobe bažia potom.
But something's missing.
Ale niečo mu chýba.
Something's missing enough that he's going to chase after a homeless preacher.
A niečo mu chýba až natoľko, že bude bežať za bezdomovcom, ktorý káže.
You know, who's, you know, on bad terms with the religious establishment of his day.
Ktorý je na, má zlé meno u tých náboženských vodcov.
Kind of a radical guy.
Bol takým radikálom.
And wants to figure out through this guy, how do I connect with God the
Father. A skrze tohto človeka chce zistiť, že ako sa dostanem do neba.
Something was missing in his life.
Niečo mu chýbalo v jeho živote.
He had the world, he had his world, and it was not enough.
Mal ten svoj život, mal ten svoj svet, ale nestačilo mu to.
And so we see here, he says, calls him the good teacher, calls Jesus the good teacher, good rabbi.
A nazýva tu pána Ježiša dobrý majstre, dobrý rabín.
And Jesus kind of cools him off, says, you know, why do you call me good?
A pán Ježiš trošku tak ukľudňuje, hovorím, že prečo ma nazývaš dobrým?
Why do you think I'm good?
Prečo si myslíš, že som dobrý?
There's no one good except God.
Nie je nikto dobrý okrem Boha.
Which we could say, you call me God.
Čiže ako keby pán Ježiš hovoril, že tak nazývaš ma Bohom?
You know, you think I'm good.
Myslíš si, že som dobrý?
What's that about?
O čom to je?
And we see in verse 19 and 20 that Jesus puts this guy through what we can call the good test.
A v 19. a 20. verši vidíme, že pán Ježiš ho poddáva takému dobrému testu.
And he's gonna,
alebo testu dobroty.
He's gonna bring out those 10 or part of those 10 commandments.
A poukazuje na čas 10 prikázaní.
I don't know, you don't have to raise your hand, but who here thinks they're a good person?
Ktorý z vás, nemusíte sa hlásiť, si myslíte, že ste dobrí?
Better if you don't raise your hand.
Dúfam, že sa neprihlásite.
I mean, if we were to go down like on Obchodná street and just start stopping random people and say, are you a good person?
A keby sme išli treba na Obchodnú ulicu, tam by sme sa ľudí pýtali, že si dobrý? Myslíš si, že si dobrý?
I mean, how many people out of 10 people do you think you're going to say, yeah, I'm a terrible person?
Koľký z desiatich, keby ste mali, by sa priznali, áno, ja som otrasný človek.
You know, please walk away.
Prosím ťa, odíď odo mňa.
You know, I'm bad news.
Ja som zlá správa.
You know, you might find one.
Možno jedného.
But most people think they're good, right?
Ale väčšina ľudí si myslí, že sú dobrí.
I mean, you ask them, say, yeah, you know, I didn't kill anyone.
A jasno, že oni povedia, nikoho som nezabil.
You know, I'm a nice guy.
Som celkom dobrý chlapec.
You know, I put in a ticket when I get on the bus.
I si označím listo, keď som na autobuse.
I pay most of my taxes.
Väčšinu mojich daní zaplatím.
I usually follow the speed limit.
A väčšinu sa snažím dodržiavať aj rýchlosť. Čo je to? Rýchlosť?
Yeah. I'm a good guy.
Povolenú rýchlosť.
You know?
Som dobrý človek.
we have this kind of feeling of what is a good guy and what's not a good guy, right?
A čiže máme také cítenie, že čo je dobrý človek a čo nie je dobrý.
And there's kind of like this line in the sand.
Je ako keby taká čiara v piesku.
And if I'm on this side, it's okay.
A keď som ešte na tejto strane, tak som v pohode.
And these kind of people over here, these are really not good.
Ale títo ľudia tuto sú úplne otrasné.
And this line here, we can kind of roll on it.
Ale táto čiara, no, tak sa môžeme tak akože po nej.
It's kind of a fat line.
Pohybovať je tak, že veľmi široká čiara.
You know, we can fudge things a little bit.
Môžem to trošku rozmazať.
And still be on this side.
A ešte stále sa cítime, že sme na tejto strane.
But the problem is, what was this question?
Ale problémom bol, že aká je jeho otázka.
How do I inherit eternal life?
Ako zdedím večný život?
Whose eternal life is it?
Koho večný život to bol?
It's God's.
Boží.
Whose heaven is it?
Či je nebo to bolo?
It's God's heaven.
Božie nebo.
So, if you want to go into God's heaven, into his eternal life, you have to play by his rules.
Čiže ak chceš ísť do Božieho neba a chceš zdediť jeho život, tak musíš hrať podľa jeho pravidiel.
And so Jesus confronts this guy with God's standard, God's rules.
Čiže Pán Ježiš ho konfrontuje s Božími pravidlami a...
And see, does this guy, young guy, measure up?
A vidíme, že tento mladík to aj dodržiaval.
Does he measure up? Paul will talk about the same thing, the Apostle Paul, to the church in Rome.
Pavol hovorí o tých istých veciach liste Rimanom.
He'll say, if you want to live according to the law, according to these things that Jesus said, the Ten Commandments, you have to do it 100%.
A hovorí, že ak chcete žiť podľa zákona, tak to musíte dodržiavať na 100%.
And we'll go to our next slide.
Ďalší obrazok.
And he will go on and say that the law makes us conscious of our sin.
A hovorí, že zákon našu vinu iba bližšie určuje a osvedčuje nás z nej.
The law does not save us.
Zákon nás nezachraňuje.
God's standards do not save us.
Božie štandardy nás nespasia.
But they act like a mirror.
Ale fungujú ako zrkadlo.
To expose and show us what we're really like.
Aby nám ukázali to, o aký v skutočnosti sme.
And if you've read through the Bible,
ak ste si čítali Bibliu,
you don't have to read through the whole part, just pick a random page.
Nemusíte si ju celú prečítať, ale hoci akú stranu, keby ste si zobrali.
And you take it seriously.
A zobrali by ste to vážne.
You realize that we don't measure up.
Tak by ste zistili, že nežijeme podľa toho.
What God expects and what I live is two very different things.
Čo Pán Boh očakáva, to čo ja žijem, sú veľmi rozličné veci.
It makes us conscious of where we failed.
Usvedčuje to naše svedomie z toho, že kde sme zlyhali.
And that makes us vulnerable.
A potom sme náchylní alebo zraniteľní.
But Paul will go on in Romans chapter 3.
Ale Pavol pokračuje v Rímanom v 3. kapitole.
Says if we are willing to be exposed.
A hovorí, že ak sme ochotní byť odhalení,
willing to realize that we're failures.
A ak sme ochotní si uvedomiť, že sme zlyhali,
that there is another way provided.
Tak je ešte iná cesta, ktorá bola pre nás zabezpečená.
Through Jesus Christ.
A tá cesta je skrze Pána Ježiša.
We'll go to our next slide.
Ďalší obrazok.
How do we measure up?
Ako aj my sa môžeme tomu priblížiť.
Jesus put some standards here for this guy.
Pán Ježiš dáva určité štandardy pre tohto mladíka.
Says don't murder.
A hovorí, že nezabiješ.
Don't commit adultery.
Necudzoložíš.
Don't steal.
Nepokradneš.
Don't lie.
Nevydáš krivého svedectva.
I like that. Creepy.
Yeah. Crooked
testimony. Yeah. Don't defraud.
Nepoškodíš.
Don't and honor your father and mother.
A cti si otca i matku.
That's 6, right?
To je 6.
6 commandments, is that true? 6. Okay. So, 6 things, 6 simple things.
6 veľmi jednoduchých vecí.
How do we measure up?
Ako sa my k tomu približíme?
You know, the thing is, if you would read through the Gospels, is that Jesus he does something with the law.
A keby ste si čítali Evangelium, tak Pán Ježiš niečo robí so zákonom.
He makes it harder.
On ho sťažuje.
If you would read one of the greatest sermons that Jesus gave, the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5.
Ak by ste si čítali v Matúšovej 5. kapitole kázeň na vrchu,
he'll go through some of these very issues.
Tak prechádza tam týmito bodmi.
And he will amplify them or expand them.
A zväčší ich o mnoho.
And he will talk about murder and he says, if you just hate someone in your heart, That is the same as wanting to kill them.
A hovorí o vražde, že keby si len znenávidel niekoho vo svojom srdci, tak je to to isté, ako keby si ho aj zabil.
He'll say, if you check out good-looking babe and she's not your wife. That is the same as going and sleeping with her.
A hovorí, že keď sa akože pozrieš na nejakú dobre vyzerajúcu kočku, tak to je to isté, ako keby si sa s ňou aj vyspal.
And he'll expand some of these concepts and raise the bar, raise the standard.
A hovorí o týchto veciach, ale zdvíha laťku.
So, let's look at these.
Takže sa pozrieme na ne.
Anyone hate anyone?
Nenávidíte tu niekto niekoho?
You don't have to raise your hand, this is not confession.
Nemusíte sa hlasiť, nevieme, vy stále
nejde. So, anyone check out a girl or a guy before,
Pozerali ste sa niekoho na nejakú kočku alebo na nejakého chlapa?
All of us guys have, so let's just quit.
A chlapi, určite všetci sme sa pozreli, takže...
If you're not...
You're a liar.
You're a liar. And that's number 4 or 5, I think.
Čo to je, 4, 5?
All right. We've all done these things.
Čiže všetci sme robili tieto veci.
We don't measure up to this book.
Ani my sa nevieme približiť k tejto knihe.
We don't measure up to God's standard.
Nemôžeme sa približiť k Božiemu štandardu.
And then you throw out another concept.
A potom ešte tam prihodiť ďalšiu myšlienku.
How many times do I have to lie to make myself a liar?
Koľkokrát musím zaklamať, aby som bol klamárom?
I mean, it doesn't say, is it one time?
Je tam jedenkrát?
Is it 3 times?
3-krát?
20 times?
20-krát?
What makes me a liar?
Čo zo mňa spraví klamára?
What makes me a murderer?
Čo zo mňa robí vraha?
Do I have to hate someone one time, 20 times?
Musím niekoho nenávidieť len raz alebo 20-krát?
Most of us, I think all of us sitting in this room.
Väčšina z nás, myslím, že všetci v tejto miestnosti.
I mean, there might be one saint in here.
Možno jeden svetúšik sa tu nájde.
In God's eyes.
V Božích očiach.
Are murderous.
Sme vrahovia.
Lying.
Sme klamári.
Adulterous.
Cudzoložníci.
People who disrespect those who love us most.
Ľudia, ktorí znevažujeme tých, ktorí nás milujú najviac.
We're pretty wicked people.
Dosť skazení ľudia.
We're messed up.
Sme to pokašľali.
According to God's standard.
Podľa Božieho štandardu.
And that is what Jesus is throwing out at this guy.
Takže to je to, čo Pán Ježiš ponúka tomuto chlapikovi.
We'll go to our next slide.
Ďalší obrazok.
And the question I wrote in my notes is, how does this rich guy measure up?
Ako tento mladík sa približuje k tomuto štandardu?
Because Jesus throws out these 6 commandments.
Čiže Pán Ježiš mu dáva týchto 6 prikázaní.
And in verse 20 he says, teacher, rabbi.
A v 20. verši hovorí, že majstre.
He says, all these things I've kept since I was a boy.
Toto všetko som zachovával od mladosti, odtedy ako som bol chlapec.
I've done all these things.
Všetko toto som zachovával.
Since I was a kid.
Od malička.
And you know what? Probably he did as best as he could.
A pravdepodobne to aj robil. Ako mohol.
We get that suggestion because Jesus does not tell him that that's a wrong statement.
A vieme to asi podľa toho, lebo Pán Ježiš mu nepovedal, že tam zaklamal.
What he does is he says Jesus looks at this guy.
Ale čo tu Pán Ježiš robí, je, že sa pozrie na toho človeka.
And the word that's used here is means that he considers him. He's like measuring him up.
A ako keby ho zvážil, ako keby ho premeral.
And he says, after doing that, he says he loved him.
A potom, ako to Pán Ježiš spravil, tak je tam napísané, že si ho zamiloval.
He agaped him.
Mal tam agape lásku.
This, unrestricted, open love for this guy.
Neobmedzenú, otvorenú lásku voči tomuto chlapíkovi.
Jesus saw something in this young man.
Pán Ježiš videl niečo v tomto mladom mužovi.
We know all the sin that comes short of God's glory.
A my vieme, že každý človek zhrešil a nepriblížil sa Božej sláve.
But this young guy, he probably sincerely from a child was trying to do the right thing.
Ale tento mladý muž už od malička sa asi snažil byť dobrý a robiť to, čo je správne.
Jesus sees that and he loves him.
A Pán Ježiš to vidí a miluje ho.
But Jesus says also.
Ale Pán Ježiš takisto hovorí.
One thing you lack.
Jedna vec ti chýba.
One thing you're missing.
Jedna vec ti chýba.
What was that one thing?
A čo bola tá jedna vec?
It says go.
A hovorí mu choď.
Sell everything you have and give to the poor and you will have treasures in heaven. Then come and follow me.
Choď, predaj čo máš, rozdaj chudobným a budeš mať poklad v nebi. Potom príď a nasleduj ma.
Get rid of everything.
Zbav sa všetkého.
And come follow me.
A potom príde a nasleduj ma.
We know this guy had avoided doing a lot of bad things.
Vieme, že tento človek sa vyhýbal tomu, aby robil zle.
But we don't see any record that he's done anything actually good for anyone.
Ale nevidíme zaznamenané, že by spravil niečo dobré pre niekoho.
And he's got this weight of wealth on him.
A má takú váhu bohatstva na sebe.
And Jesus saying, just give it away.
A Pán Ježiš mu hovorí, že zbav sa toho.
Release that weight.
Zbav sa tej ťažoby.
Be a blessing to people.
Buď požehnaním
pre ľudí. You'll have treasures in heaven.
A potom budeš mať poklad v nebi.
Just a quick note.
A ešte taká poznámka.
This is not a teaching about like anti-wealth teaching.
Toto nie je kázanie, že proti bohatstvu.
There are some people who they have the gift of making money and I bless them.
Sú ľudia, ktorí majú dar, aby zarábali peniaze, a ja im žehnám.
And if they ever want to bless me with their blessing, I'm happy.
A ak ma chcú požehnať svojim požehnaním, tak yeah, som v pohode.
You know, some people are just, they're good at making money.
Sú ľudia, ktorí proste sú dobrí v tom, že dokážu zarobiť peniaze.
I've heard of a few individuals, you know, who are Christians who are great money makers.
A počul som alebo poznám kresťanov, ktorí dokážu zarobiť veľa peniazy.
But you know, they don't have the weight of wealth on them.
Ale nemajú tú ťažobu bohatstva na sebe.
They are completely wealthy, but they give.
Sú úplne bohatí, ale stále dávajú.
You know, I know of one guy who like gives 90% of his income away.
Poznám jedného človeka, ktorý dáva 90% svojho príjmu preč, niekomu inému to dáva.
And he's still stinking rich.
A ešte stále je úplne bohatý.
You know, he knows it's a gift from the Lord and he uses that gift for the Lord.
A on vie, že je to dar od Boha a používa to pre Pána Boha.
No, really what this story is about, it's not about anti-wealth, it's anti-me.
A o čom je tento príbeh, tak nie je to, že je to zamerané proti bohatstvu, ale je to zamerané proti mne.
It's about denying ourselves.
Je to o tom, že zapierame sami seba.
Because what does Jesus say? After you give all that stuff away.
Potom, lebo čo Pán Ježiš hovorí, že keď to všetko dáš.
You know, go sell everything, then come follow me.
Tak potom príď a nasleduj ma. Ten slovo, it says take your cross.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say in the King James Version it says take up your cross and follow me.
A v slovenčine my to máme, že vezmi si kríž a nasleduj ma.
Does that sound familiar?
Znie vám to už tak nejako známo?
Does that sound familiar?
Je vám to známe?
We'll go to our next slide.
Ďalší obrazok.
Jesus already said this in Mark chapter 8.
Pán Ježiš toto hovoril v Markovej v 8. kapitole.
When he asked that question, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul?
Čo by človek získal s tým, že keď získa celý svet, ale stráti svoju dušu?
During that same preaching, he says this.
V tej istej kázni hovorí toto.
So whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves.
Kto ma chce nasledovať, musí sa vzdať svojich vlastných záujmov.
And take up his cross and follow me.
A dobrovoľne nie svoj kríž a ísť za mnou.
They must deny themselves.
Musíme sa vzdať, zaprieť.
That first step of being a disciple is to deny ourselves.
Prvý krok toho, že sme učeníci, je, že sa zaprieme.
Since teaching a couple weeks ago on this.
A keď som teda kázal pred pár týždňami.
This word deny has been like haunting me for 2 weeks. Seriously, like in a good way.
Toto slovo zaprieť alebo vzdať sa niečoho ma prenasledovalo, ale v dobrom slovo
zmysle. It's just kind of been going on my head. What does that mean to deny myself?
A prechádzalo mi to myslou, že čo to znamená vzdať sa, zaprieť sa.
And it's been interesting. I've been picking up different random books and like the topic is about denying yourself.
A zdvihol som rôzne knihy, čítal som si rôzne veci a všetko to bolo o tom zapieraní.
So I think that's probably what God's teaching me, but he might be teaching you guys this too.
A to je možno, čo Pán Boh vyučuje mňa, ale môže to vyučiť aj vás.
You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like to deny myself.
Neviem ako vy, ale ja sa nerad vzdávam veci.
You know, when I want a big bowl of ice cream, I want to go have a big bowl of ice cream.
Lebo keď chcem mať veľkú misku zmrzliny, tak chcem mať tú zmrzlinu.
You know, if I want to go sleep, I want to go sleep, you know.
A chcem ísť spať, tak chcem ísť spať.
You know, we don't usually think, oh, what can I do that I don't want to do?
Väčšinou sa nezamýšľame, že tak čo by som teraz mohol spraviť také niečo, čo nechcem robiť.
We like to indulge ourselves.
Sme radi, keď sa máme dobre.
We like to serve ourselves.
Radi si slúžime samým sebe.
You know, but we're called to deny ourselves.
Ale sme povolaní do toho, aby sme zapreli seba sami.
Put aside our desires for a moment.
Aby sme odložili tie naše túžby na chvíľku.
That we could take up our cross and follow him.
Aby sme mohli zdvihnúť ten náš kríž a nasledovať jeho.
It's interesting that one thing that God was showing me about denying.
Jedna vec, čo mne ešte Pán Boh ukazoval o zapieraní,
is that sometimes I have to not just to deny my desires, but deny myself.
Bolo, že nielen mám vzdať sa svojich túžob, ale vzdať sa aj sám seba.
The desire to think that I'm actually good.
Tá túžba, že si myslím, že som dobrý.
That I can trust my thinking and my ways.
Že môžem dôverovať môjmu zmýšľaniu a môjmu spôsobu.
And that I need to put even those things aside.
A aj tie veci musím trochu odložiť na bok.
And that I might be able to follow Christ.
Aby som mohol nasledovať Pána Ježiša.
Jesus clarified for this guy.
Pán Ježiš to tomuto človeku objasnil.
The thing that he had to deny.
Tú vec, ktorej sa mal on vzdať.
For him was wealth, it was riches.
Pre neho to bolo bohatstvo.
You know, that was the thing that was he replaced that word deny, right?
To bolo to slovo, ktoré nahradilo to vzdanie sa.
That may not be the thing that God is calling you to deal with.
Možno to nie je niečo, čo Pán Boh teba povoláva, aby si sa vzdal.
Most of us don't really have the weight of wealth to deal with.
Väčšina z nás nemáme až také bohatstvo, aby sme sa toho vzdávali.
But you don't have to say it right now, but think about it. What is that thing that you need to deny yourself?
Ale nemusíš to povedať, ale skús sa zamyslieť nad tým, že čoho by si sa mal ty vzdať.
What is that thing that defines you?
Čo je to, čo teba definuje?
You know,
define like a strain?
No, define like
okay,
a character.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Because we all have different things that we need to deny.
A pretože každý z nás máme nejaké veci, ktoré definujú nás.
What is yours?
Aká je tá tvoja?
And this guy was wealth.
Pre tohto človeka to bolo bohatstvo.
And it says that this man, he fell on his face, or his face fell, excuse me.
A tu je napísané, že tomuto človeku sa zarmutila tvár.
And said he went away sad.
A odišiel smutný.
Because he had great wealth.
Pretože mal veľké bohatstvo.
He couldn't walk away from it.
Nemohol odísť od toho bohatstva.
He couldn't walk away from it.
Nemohol sa ho vzdať.
A couple things to see about this guy.
Ešte pár vecí, na ktoré by som sa chcel pozrieť.
That reflects on how do you enter the kingdom of God.
Mladíka o tom, ako vstúpiť do Božieho kráľovstva.
It's not a moral righteousness.
Nie je to morálna spravodlivosť.
Because according to him and Jesus doesn't argue it, he was pretty righteous.
Pretože podľa toho, čo si on myslel o sebe a Pán Ježiš tomu neodporuje, bol spravodlivý.
It's obviously not about poverty or wealth.
Nie je to ani o chudobe, ani o bohatstve.
But I think it's about seeing your works in yourself as you really are.
Ale je to o tom, že vidíš sám seba a svoje skutky skutočne takými, aký si.
The prophet Isaiah would say that our righteousness is like filthy, dirty rags before God.
Prorok Jeremiáš hovorí, že naša spravodlivosť je ako špinavé handry pred Hospodinom.
And don't we often put our righteousness before the Lord.
A nebereme aj my tú našu spravodlivosť a neprinášame to Hospodinu.
God, look how good I am.
Pane Bože, pozri sa, aký dobrý som.
Look what I did for you.
Pozri sa, čo som spravil pre teba.
Look what I did with you.
Pozri sa, čo som spravil s tebou.
And Isaiah says, when that righteousness is like filthy, dirty rags that you wash your toilet with, okay?
A Izajáš hovorí, že tá naša spravodlivosť je ako tá handra, s ktorou si poumýval záchod.
Can you imagine someone shoving dirty rags in your face?
A vieš si predstaviť, že niekto dojde za tebou a takú špinavú handru ti bude dávať pod nos?
I don't know why I'm gratitude. If I shove a dirty rag that I just washed the toilet with in Eric's face, what would you do?
Čo by si Eric robil, keby som ti donesol takú špinavú handru?
You're gonna push me back, right?
By si ma asi odsotil.
Hit me, right? You know, and we think we can impress God.
A my si možno myslíme, že môžeme na Pána Boha spraviť dojem.
But we can't.
Ale nemôžeme.
You know, we can't impress God with anything.
Nemôžeme zapôsobiť na Boha ničím.
So let's quit trying to.
Tak prestaňme to skúšať.
You know, he's not impressed by those things.
Jeho to nenadchýňa.
And this guy, he's not able to walk away from the thing he needs to deny.
A tento mladík nie je schopný odísť od tých vecí, ktorých sa mal vzdať.
He had the whole world, but he lost his soul.
Mal celý svet, ale stratil svoju dušu.
And Jesus looks at his disciples.
A Pán Ježiš sa potom pozerá na svojich učeníkov.
Says how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God.
A hovorí, ako ťažko vojdu do kráľovstva Božieho tí, čo majú majetky.
How hard is it?
Aké ťažké to je.
Guess what? Wealth is an illusion.
is?
Is an illusion.
Bohatstvo je len ilúzia.
It's here one day, it can be gone tomorrow.
Je to tu jedného dňa a zrazu to môže byť preč.
But guess what?
Ale hádajte čo?
It is not the only illusion out there.
Ale nie je to jediná ilúzia, ktorá je okolo nás.
There's hundreds and hundreds of illusions out there.
Sú tisícky ilúzií, ktoré sú vo svete.
Wealth was this guy's illusion that he bought into.
Pre tohto mladíka to bolo bohatstvo.
For you it might be something completely different.
Pre teba to môže byť úplne niečo iné.
And he put his faith in that wealth.
A tento mladík dal svoju vieru do toho bohatstva.
And you may put your faith into something else.
Ty môžeš dávať svoju vieru do niečoho iného.
And whenever you do that,
a kedykoľvek to budeš robiť,
it is misplaced faith.
Tak je to zle nasmerovaná viera.
We can look at the life of Abraham.
Môžeme sa pozrieť na život Abrahama.
The father of the faith.
A otca viery.
And you remember when God called him?
A ak si spomenáte, keď Pán Boh ho povolal?
You see it in Genesis chapter 12.
Vo prvej Mojžišovej 12. kapitole.
He is an older man.
Už bol starším pánom.
He from what we know is wealthy.
A podľa toho, čo vieme, tak bol bohatý.
He is kind of retirement age.
Už je tak na dôchodku.
And God unannounced enters into this man's life.
A Pán Boh neohlásene vchádza do života tohto človeka.
You know, it says, basically says, leave your land.
A hovorí mu, že odíď zo svojej krajiny.
Leave your people.
Odíď od svojich ľudí.
Leave your family.
Odíď
od our father's household.
Sorry. Odíď od z domu svojho otca.
And go where I show you.
A choď tam, kam ti ukážem.
You know, leave your security.
Odíď zo svojich bezpečností.
Leave your identity.
Odíď zo svojej identity.
You know, leave your community.
Odíď zo spoločnosti.
Okay, your nation.
Zo svojho národa.
You know, leave all those things that you're comfortable with.
Odíď od tých všetkých vecí, s ktorými si v pohode.
All those things you've been spending years and years and years immersed in.
A od tých všetkých vecí, kde si už roky, roky to tam trávil čas.
And come follow me.
A poď a nasleduj mňa.
Those were the things that Abraham had to deny.
To boli tie veci, ktorých sa Abraham musel vzdať.
You have something else.
Ty môžeš mať niečo iné.
I'll just tell you a little story, it's kind of related to this. It's
a poviem vám ešte jeden príbeh, môj osobný príbeh, trochu spojený s týmto.
Before I came to Bratislava,
predtým ako som prišiel do Bratislavy,
I was serving in Nitra.
Tak som slúžil v Nitre.
And at that time I was one of those fully supported missionaries.
V tom čase, keď som bol v Nitre, tak som bol úplne podporovaný misionár.
And I thought it was a great thing.
A myslel som si, že to je úžasná vec.
And it can be a great thing.
A môže to byť aj úžasná vec.
But there was a time where basically all of my, oh, not all, but let's say the majority of my support was gone.
A potom prišiel čas, kedy väčšina toho nášho, tej našej podpory už nebola.
And all of a sudden I'm realizing that I have all these bills and a family to take care of and I don't have a way to take care of them.
A zrazu som si uvedomil, že mám všetky takéto účty a rodinu, o ktoré sa vám postará a nemám žiaden spôsob, ako to zabezpečiť.
But guess what?
Ale viete čo?
It was one of the best things that could ever happen to me and my family.
To bola jedna z najlepších vecí, čo sa mohla pre mňa a moju rodinu stať.
Because instead of looking at people to sponsor me and take care of my needs.
Namiesto toho, aby som sa teraz pozeral na ľudí, aby ma sponzorovali, aby mi pomohli postarať sa o tieto moje potreby.
I just had to ask Jesus for my daily bread.
Tak som musel prosiť o každodenný chlieb od Boha.
I had to ask Jesus to do everything.
A prosil som, aby Pán Ježiš to všetko robil.
And you know what? He has been so faithful.
A viete čo? On bol úplne, úplne verný.
And without boasting, I mean, I'm just seriously, my financial condition now is so much better than before.
A moja finančná situácia teraz je omnoho, omnoho lepšia ako predtým.
You know, it's so much more stable now with Jesus than it was before trusting in man.
A teraz, keď dôverujem Bohu, tak tá finančná situácia je omnoho stabilnejšia ako predtým, keď som dôveroval ľuďom.
Before my faith was misplaced.
Predtým moja viera bola trošku zle nasmerovaná.
And it's so much better now.
A je to o mnoho, mnoho lepšie teraz.
And that's just one area. God's got a lot of areas of work on me.
To je len jedna oblasť. Pán Boh ešte musí pracovať na iných oblastiach.
But we're called to deny ourselves.
Ale my sme povolaní, aby sme sa zapierali.
And put our faith where it needs to be put.
A dávali svoju vieru tam, kam to patrí.
Before we go to our next slide, hold on. Jesus asked this question, how hard is it for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God?
Pán Ježiš sa spýtal otázku, že aké ťažké je to vojsť pre bohatého človeka do kráľovstva Božieho.
We're in verse 24 now.
24. verš, ak máte Biblie.
We're going to read verse 24-25.
It says,
the disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus said again, children, how hard is it to enter the kingdom of God? It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God.
Učeníci však žasli nad jeho slovami, ale Ježiš im znova odpovedal a riekol, deti moje, ako ťažko je vojsť do kráľovstva Božieho tým, čo dúfajú v majetok. Ľahšie je ťave vojsť, prejsť uchom ihly, ako bohatému vojsť do kráľovstva Božieho.
Go to the next slide.
Ďalší obrazok.
It's interesting. Jesus says to his disciples, calls them children.
A Pán Ježiš hovorí svojim učeníkom deti.
They're grown men.
Už sú dospelí muži.
He says, you got children.
A hovorí, že deti.
Children. How hard is it to enter into the kingdom of God?
Aké ťažké je to vojsť do Božieho kráľovstva?
Why was he calling them children?
Prečo ich nazýval deti?
Well, I didn't share this with you.
Nepodal som sa toto ešte s vami.
But right before this rich young man came.
Ale predtým, ako prišiel tento bohatý mladenec.
Something had happened the few verses before.
Pár veršov predtým sa niečo stalo.
People were bringing little children to Jesus.
Ľudia prinášali malé deti k Pánovi Ježišovi.
They wanted him to touch them, to bless them.
Oni chceli, aby sa ich dotýkal, aby ich požehnával.
But these disciples, these real spiritual guys.
Ale títo učeníci, veľmi duchovní ľudia.
Were rebuking his parents.
A karhali tých rodičov.
Don't bring these kids here. Get them out of here.
Neprinášajte sem deti, choďte preč.
And Jesus begins to rebuke them.
A Pán Ježiš začne karhať ich.
He says, let these little children come to me.
Dovolte týmto dieťkam, nech prichádzajú ku
mne. Don't stop them.
Nezastavujte ich.
For the kingdom of God belongs to one such as these.
Lebo kráľovstvo Božie patrí takýmto.
Kingdom of God belongs to children like this.
Kráľovstvo Božie patrí takýmto deťom.
And I tell you the truth.
A hovorím vám pravdu.
Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter into it.
Ak neprijmete kráľovstvo Božie ako malé dieťa, tak do ňoho nemôžete vojsť.
Jesus is saying these things moments before this rich young man comes up to him.
Pán Ježiš hovorí tieto veci pár momentov predtým, ako prichádza tento bohatý mladík.
We could spend a whole evening on this topic.
A celý večer by sme mohli venovať tejto téme.
But Jesus says, if we want to come into the kingdom, if we want to have eternal life, we need to come as a child.
A Pán Ježiš hovorí, že ak chceme vojsť do Božieho kráľovstva, tak musíme prísť ako dieťa.
There's a lot of different things that could be said about that, but just think of three or four.
Je veľa vecí, čo by sme mohli povedať, ale len tri sa podelím.
You know, children come humbly.
Deti prichádzajú v pokore.
You know, they're not coming with all the answers.
Neprichádzajú so všetkými odpovediami.
You know, they come with a lot of questions.
Prichádzajú s veľa otázkami.
I work with little kids. They have all sorts of questions.
Ja pracujem s deťmi a majú kopec otázok.
You know, and they come humble.
Prichádzajú pokorní.
They also come trusting.
Prichádzajú s dôverou.
If I tell the kids, hey, it's like this.
Ja keď to poviem deťom, že je to takto.
Even if I'm lying, they'll believe me.
A aj keď im klamem, tak mi veria.
You know, they're trusting.
Dôverujú.
They'll buy into what I tell them in the classroom, for example.
Oh, v triede, keď som tak uveria tomu, čo poviem.
They're also very dependent.
A takisto sú veľmi závislí.
You know, I don't want to share too much about my struggle with my kids.
Nechcem hovoriť veľa o tých zápasoch, ktoré mám s mojimi deťmi.
But sometimes I get in an argument with Gabriel.
Ale niekedy mám hádku s Gabrielom.
And he thinks he's right.
A on si myslí, že on má pravdu.
You know, he wants to be tough.
On chce byť drsňák.
So, okay.
A mi povieš, dobre.
You want to do things your way?
Chceš robiť svoje veci?
Put him out on the pavlač, on the balcony.
Tak ho dám vonku na pavlač.
So, okay. You're outside.
Dobre, takže teraz si vonku.
If you want to be in the family, you got to follow the rules.
A chceš byť naspäť v rodine, musíš nasledovať pravidlá.
You want to do it your way, be out in the world.
A chceš robiť svojím spôsobom, nech sa páči, môžeš byť vo svete.
About 5 minutes of freezing his butt on the balcony.
A 5 minút na to, ako mu zamrzol zadok tam na tom balkone.
He's realizing it's much nicer to be in the family.
Tak si uvedomil, že to je mnoho lepšie, aby mohol byť v rodine.
He realizes it's cold.
Uvedomuje si, že je tam zima.
It's dark.
Je tam tma.
I'm hungry. Out there.
Som hladný.
And a bunch of other things.
A kopec iných vecí.
He's dependent on us.
Je na nás závislý.
And that 5 minutes on the balcony reveals his dependency.
A tých 5 minút na tom balkóne mu ukáže tú závislosť.
And he's doing whatever he can do to be back in the family.
A potom spraviť čokoľvek, aby mohol byť naspäť v rodine.
It works, trust
me.
I'm not suggesting that's good parenting.
A nehovorím vám, že aj vy máte takto vychovávať deti.
We don't really know what we're doing.
Lebo my nevieme, čo robíme.
But Jesus says we gotta come into his kingdom like this, dependent, humble, accepting, trusting.
A Pán Ježiš nám hovorí, že my musíme prísť do jeho kráľovstva takýto pokorný, že budeme dôverovať.
And he'll throw out this thing and says, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to get in.
A hovorí, že je omnoho jednoduchšie, aby ťava prešla uchom ihly, ako bohatému vojsť do kráľovstva.
Big camel.
Veľká ťava.
Little nose ring. That's gotta hurt.
Nosový kruh tam má.
Anyways, he says, you know, a camel obviously can't go through a needle. It's this impossible situation.
A ťava nemôže ísť cez ihlu, to je nemožná situácia.
It's one of those impossible things.
Je to niečo, čo je nemožné.
There's a story, we're not exactly sure if it's true.
Je ešte príbeh, neviem, nie sme si istí, že či je to pravdivý.
That in some of the cities, in Jerusalem is one of them.
A v niektorých mestách, a Jeruzalém je jeden z nich.
They would have obviously these gates to the city, these huge gates.
Mali brány, ktoré viedli do mesta.
But these gates close.
Ale tie brány sa zatvárajú.
And in the evening time they close these gates, right?
A večer už zatvárajú tieto brány.
This is so invaders don't get in, things like this.
Aby nemohol nikto napadnúť mesto.
So if you get to the city too late, then you're pretty much stuck outside.
A ak ste aj vy prišli k mestu príliš neskoro, tak ste museli zostať vonku.
And these cities have big walls around them because it's safe inside, but it's not safe outside.
A tieto mesta mali veľké múry okolo, pretože je to bezpečné vnúka, ale nie vonku.
And the story is that if you come late, there is a very small little gate.
A ak prichádzaš neskôr, tak je príbeh, že je maličká brána.
And it is called the needle's eye.
A tá brána sa nazýva ucho ihly.
And there is one of these in Jerusalem.
A aj v Jeruzaleme bola jedna z týchto brán.
And it's small enough a person can walk through, maybe two people can walk through it.
A je taká malá, že akože možno jeden človek, dvaja, aby vedeli tadiaľ prejsť.
And if you can convince the guards to let you through in the evening, they'll let you through this.
A ak viete presvedčiť tých strážnikov, aby vás v noci pustili, tak vás pustia.
And if you were a merchant and you had a camel, you could take this camel through this little hole.
A ak ste bol nejaký obchodník, tak ste mohli aj tú ťavu tadiaľ pretiahnuť.
But you had to take all the baggage off.
Ale všetko to, čo tá ťava niesla, všetok ten náklad, tak to ste museli najskôr zložiť.
And he'd have to get like down on his knees.
A museli ste tú ťavu prinútiť, aby si pokľakla.
And you'd have to kind of pull him through.
A museli ste ju tak pretiahnuť cez to všetko.
It's impossible, but it's really hard.
Je to skoro nemožné a až ťažké.
But if this story is true, it's a nice picture.
Ale ak je tento príbeh pravdivý, tak je to krásny obraz.
You have to get stripped down.
Musíš sa aj ty zbaviť veci.
Everything extra has to come off.
Všetko to, čo máš extra, to musí z teba opadnúť.
You have to get on your knees, you gotta be humble.
Musíš si kľaknúť na svoje kolena, musíš byť pokorný.
You gotta be vulnerable.
Musíš byť aj vulnerable.
Open.
No, otvorený alebo dotknuteľný.
You know, if you were an enemy, you couldn't, you know. It's not like you're riding a stallion through there charging.
A ak si boli nepriateľ, tak nie je to také, že akože ste tam prišli na nejakom koni a zaútočili.
You know, it was a defensively very vulnerable position to go through this little hole.
Je to taká obranná pozícia, aby ste prechádzali cez túto malú dieru.
That's how we come before God.
A takisto aj my prichádzame k Bohu.
Humble, vulnerable.
Pokorný, dotknuteľný.
Stripped down of everything.
A zbavený všetkého.
And these disciples.
A títo učeníci.
We'll go to our last slide.
Posledný obrazok.
They look at each other.
Pozerali sa jeden na druhého.
They're amazed.
Sú v úžase.
And they said, then who can really be saved?
A hovoria, že a kto môže byť spasený?
Who can do that?
Kto toto môže spraviť?
This is impossible.
Toto je nemožné.
And Jesus, yeah, you got it.
A Pán Ježiš im hovorí, že áno, konečne vám to došlo.
He says, looks at them.
A hovorí, že sa na nich zahľadia.
Says, with man it's impossible.
U ľudí je to nemožné.
With man it's impossible.
U ľudí je to nemožné.
But with God all things are possible.
Ale s Bohom všetky veci sú možné.
With God all things are possible.
U Boha je všetko možné.
We cannot come into the kingdom of God. We cannot inherit eternal life on our own.
My nemôžeme vstúpiť do Božieho kráľovstva na našich vlastných, z našich vlastných síl.
We're not good enough.
Nie sme dosť dobrí.
We can only come in by grace.
A môžeme vstúpiť len skrze milosť.
Let us be those who see ourselves by God's standard.
Tak aj my sa pozrieme na seba podľa Božích štandardov.
Let's wipe away the illusion that we're good people.
A zmažme ten obraz, ktorý máme o sebe, že sme dobrí ľudia.
Because we're not.
Pretože nie sme.
We're not fooling God, so let's quit trying to fool God.
Neoklameme Boha, tak prestaňme to skúšať.
Realize that you're lacking.
Uvedom si, že ti niečo chýba.
Let's get beyond our illusions that we hold on to.
A poďme ďalej za tie ilúzie, ktorých sa pridržame.
Things that we put our trust in that are not stable and will never last.
A zbavme sa tých vecí, ktorých, do ktorých dávame našu vieru a ktoré nám nikdy nezabezpečia to, čo potrebujeme.
And just deny ourselves of those things.
A zaprime sa a vzdajme sa týchto vecí.
And let us begin to do with God what we can never do in ourselves.
A začneme robiť s Bohom tie veci, čo nedokážeme sami zo seba.
Which according to this is everything.
Čo podľa tohto je všetko.
Everything that's impossible is possible with God.
Pretože všetko, čo je nemožné, je možné s Bohom.
We're gonna have another song of worship.
Čo budeme teraz robiť, bude, že budeme mať ešte jednu pieseň spievania.
Just take this time to respond.
Tak zober tento čas a reaguj na Boha.
If there's some things that you've bought into that you shouldn't have bought into.
A ak sú nejaké veci, do ktorých si vstúpil, do ktorých si nemal vstúpiť.
Some illusions.
Nejaké ilúzie.
Some things that you have not denied yourself of.
Niektoré veci, ktorých si sa nevzdal a nezaprel.
Things you're holding on to desperately and not willing to let go.
Nejaké veci, ktorých sa pridržiaš a nie si ochotný sa vzdať ich.
Take some of those first steps right now.
Zober, alebo správ také prvé kroky teraz.
During the time of worship, just lay those things out before the Lord.
Počas chvál, zlož tieto veci pred Hospodinom.
If you're asking that question, how do I inherit eternal life? You just heard.
A ak sa aj ty pýtaš nejakú túto otázku, že ako zdedím večný život, tak práve si počul odpoveď.
And if you've never asked Jesus for that life.
A ak si nikdy ešte nepožiadal Pána Ježiša o tento život.
Do it.
Tak to správ.
It's not a big religious thing, you just ask.
Nie je to veľmi nejaká náboženská vec, je to len o tom, že si popýtaš.
Just say, I want your life more than I want my life.
A povieš mu, že chcem tvoj život o mnoho viac, ako chcem môj život.
And you'll begin to see him do that in you.
A uvidíš, ako on bude toto pôsobiť v tebe.
So let's just take this time of worship to do those things and then we'll end with a word of prayer.
Takže budeme mať teraz čas na uctievanie.